them. So they step him down and they put him over international development yet to send him back to South Africa. Well, what happened? Mr. Binder then appointed himself as head of the School of Science. In other words, so he could continue to steal it and use it. Well, I have two very strong parties objecting to this usurpation of their property. One is Walter Russell and one is Nikola Tesla. Well, I can't produce the habeas corpus. Well, I'm not going to. Let them do their own tinkering. And they are. And Timothy Binder's made another bad blunder. He's gone on internet. And he advertises all his stuff and calls himself to this day, to this week, anyway, the president of US&P, so that he gets the authority to do this. And guess what? His web page, whatever you call these little rooms, whatever you call what you pull up, it isn't US&P. It's Timothy Binder's web page. And yeah, we have copies, if that's the next question. Let's go on with this. Oh, wow. Mullen says, I think it may be the broken leg.
I have a question about this paragraph 13. There's a distinction between works that they say they are the lawful owner of and works they say they had been the lawful owner of. Does that mean that those copyrights had lapsed, or...
Well, I can't answer it. I don't know.
That's an interesting point. Why would they say had been? If they either are or they're not.
Well, I think they're probably trying to cover the fact that that they let one lapse. And you see, at the point of signing this, it didn't matter. I'll tell you, I didn't dare even mention Walter Russell, Secrets of Light. I couldn't even say God is light. Dorma, turn off, boy. That typewriter stopped dead still. And any of you other people who butted into this. And we gave Walter Russell... Oh, this... I shouldn't do this. Boy, they're all just... Now we've got a voice here, and Walter, of all of them, the most damaged out of this, and the most giving... One human being you're going to run into, wouldn't you know he came out of the Russell family of England? I mean, that's bad enough without having to get into anything else. And here he is, a maverick, beautiful, beautiful human being, gifted in every way you can imagine, gentle. He is the epitome to me of what you would call a gentleman. Really, truly. And here we, out of just service, become such a focus of such meanness. This is mean. So we had quite a period of time. We even allowed, when they say no credit, those of you who were there will remember the judge asking, well, what is it you want of the opposing counsel? Do you want more credit? Oh, no! We just don't want any reference to ourselves with this bunch of cult members. Well, you just said that Mr. Russell got his material from a higher source, and they say they have. Oh, yes, but Mr. Russell got his from God, and they get theirs from ETs. And it was absolute bedlam in the courtroom while everybody rolled on the floor in laughter, especially the clerks who finally made sure that the order got to the judge for signature. They had even given Walter Russell the front cover of being an author of the material that was in regards to himself. Well, boy, that had to go first of all. You don't want to lump Walter Russell in the same category as Isu Emmanuel Sananda Jesus, God. So it has been an interesting case. And if you people don't surpass the Scopes trial with it, I'm going to be disappointed. And I want Gene to be able to participate enough to get up there and win the case and enjoy the notoriety.
And Gene just got called out of the room.
Good. Go. Yes.
Non-accountability for Gene.
Number 14. USP will not hold nor seek to hold the Eckers accountable for any actions taken by George Green, Desiree Green, America West Publishers, Inc., or America West Distributors, Inc., collectively the Greens.
Now, you see, you can't get my breath. Everything in this document was supplied by George Green. So they've broken their own agreement. They have held the Eckers accountable for what George Green has supplied them. Go on.
Collectively, the Greens, with respect to the works of Walter Russell, absent some evidence from a source other than the Greens, their employees or agents, that the Eckers conspired with or acted in concert with the Greens. Non-disclosure of depositions. Number 15. USP and the Eckers will not disclose and will keep confidential any and all depositions taken in this case and any and all information obtained in those depositions, absent court order. USP will not provide any assistance, information, or cooperation to George Green, Desiree Green, or any entity owned in whole or in part by them in litigation concerning the Eckers, absent lawful subpoena. The Eckers recognize that USP has previously released copies of some depositions of the Eckers to George Green and may have discussed information from the depositions with other individuals. Nothing contained in this paragraph shall preclude USP from using information obtained in depositions for purposes of pursuing enforcement of any contempt orders or stipulated judgments filed in this matter, in the event of any such contempt orders as provided elsewhere in this agreement. Miscellaneous provisions. Attorney.
I want to make a personal statement here, and this is to Eustace or anyone who might actually, in the future, in the near future, have any way of contacting Desiree. If, in fact, she has either left George or is on an extended vacation trip away from him. This little lady is shrewd, but I don't know that she's as shrewd as the gentleman who never told her anything and will be trying to get everything that he has stashed in her name away from her. So I would hope the word does go out to warn Desiree that if it's in her name, she better not relinquish it, because their marriage will not last, has not lasted, but she will lose everything if she doesn't get it and keep it in protection. And I would have a feeling that that's why she's taking an extended vacation away. But he thought he was so smart. Man, he was outsmarting everybody. He had everything stashed, you know, that they could get to in her name, and leaving her to hold a bag.
Attorney's fees and costs. If any action, arbitration, or motion is commenced to enforce any claim, demand, debt, action, cause of action, liability, cost, or obligation released hereby, or if any action or motion is commenced to enforce any provision of this agreement, or to enforce the terms of the stipulated permanent injunction described above, the prevailing party in any such action or motion shall be entitled, in addition to any and all other remedies allowed by law or equity, to an award of reasonable attorney's fees, disbursements, and costs. The provisions of this paragraph do not apply to any action, motion, or efforts by USP to file, enforce, or execute upon the stipulated money judgments referred to in paragraph 6 above. Each party to this agreement shall bear their own attorney's fees and costs to date. Number 17, free speech rights. Other than the limitations imposed on the Eckers and USP pursuant to the stipulated permanent injunction described in paragraph 5 above, nothing in this agreement can be construed as limiting the free speech rights of the Eckers or USP.
Okay, now look how clever these jerks are. Now that sounds good, doesn't it? It gives you the right of free speech and all. Is it not to even be construed other, you know, in this agreement, other than as might have been present in the permanent injunction? So wait till you get to the permanent injunction.
18. Documents construed together. This agreement and any further documents that may be necessary to effectuate the terms of this agreement are a single agreement pertaining to a common subject and are to be construed together as a whole to determine the complete contract and agreement among the parties hereto. Entire agreement. The agreement contains the entire agreement of the parties hereto with respect to the subject matter contained in this document. There are no restrictions, promises, warranties, representations, or undertakings other than those expressly set forth in this writing and any further documents as may be necessary to effectuate the terms of this agreement. There are no other understandings or representations, oral or written, pertaining to the subject matter of this agreement. And each party acknowledges it, he, she has not relied upon any representations, promises, or agreements not contained in this written instrument, including the attached exhibits. This agreement may be amended or modified only by a written instrument executed by all parties hereto. Number 20, agreement voluntary. Each of the parties expressly represents that the party assigning has carefully read each provision of this agreement, that each party knows and understands each of the provisions of this agreement and its effect, and that each party freely signs and executes this agreement without compulsion, coercion, or influence whatsoever. Binding on successors.
Weren't they ordered by the judge to sign this stuff?
No, this is the agreement, and this is just cover your butt time for the attorneys. Because the attorney is the one who explains all this to you, and who did, in fact, explain that, oh, well, we already know what the temporary injunction is, and don't worry about that. You know, it's going to be appended here if you agree to it. And we'll go on and on and on, $50,000 more if you don't agree to it. Well, obviously, you're not going to even remember what the permanent, what the temporary injunction was from 2 years before. And it's not going to matter anyway because we're just all so happy, living happily ever after, and we're not going to hold you guilty, or you're not going to hold us guilty. It's that sort of thing. And when you, this is exactly what Scott Tipps has gotten himself into with Judge Chapin, with the ability to say, well, you know, I believe Mr. Tipps is guilty of, well, he might as well have said it, of malpractice right here. He sold his people out. And then he reinforced that by signing another order about the in limine thing. Don't you have a case right here against Terry Gross? course you do.
Binding on successors. The parties agree that this agreement shall be binding upon their respective successors, heirs, representatives, and assigns, and shall inure to the benefit of the parties, their agents, employees, representatives, officers, directors, shareholders, attorneys, and personal representatives of the parties in each of them. Number 22, California law governs. This agreement shall be construed and interpreted according to the laws of the state of California. Any action, motion, or other proceeding relating to the enforcement of this agreement or any of its terms shall be brought in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of California, Fresno Division. Number 23, counterparts. This agreement may be signed in counterparts to facilitate execution and performance of the terms and conditions hereof. Dated and signed. Actually, it was dated and signed by us January the 28th of 1995, being effective December the 1st, 1994. Next item is the Exhibit A, I believe it was, called the Stipulation for Entry of Permanent Injunction. E.J. Ecker, Doris Ecker, and the University of Science and Philosophy hereby stipulate and agree that this court, immediately upon filing of this signed stipulation with the court, may enter an order of permanent injunction constituting a binding final judgment of this court, and which will contain the following verbatim provisions. Number one, Doris Ecker, E.J. Ecker, and their separate agents, hereinafter collectively the Eckers, agree to refrain from any aspect of the commercial distribution and or commercial use of AIDS, the last great plague, murder by atomic suicide, God said, let there be light, and creation became, and I and my Father are one. And from authorizing others to commercially distribute and or use said books. Commercial distribution and or use shall include, but is not limited to, publishing, manufacture, reproduction, sale, offer for sale, advertisement, transfer, lease, rental, and other dissemination, or encouraging, directly or indirectly, public consumption in any way of these books. Number two, the Eckers agree not to copy, paraphrase, excerpt, or otherwise duplicate the University of Science and Philosophy's copyrighted works, The Secret of Light, Atomic Suicide, The Revised Edition of a New Concept of the Universe, without express written permission from the University of Science and Philosophy. The Eckers agree to refrain from any aspect of the, this is number three, commercial distribution and or commercial use of any of the copies of the Sacred Spirit Within, Science of the Cosmos, Phone Home ET, Reach Out and Touch Someone Like God, Human, the Science of Man, and Matter, Antimatter, and What's the Matter, which do not comply with the authorship designation provisions of paragraph 4 below. As used herein, commercial distribution and or commercial use shall have the same meaning as in paragraph 1 above. Number 4. The Eckers agree not to copy, paraphrase, excerpt, or otherwise duplicate any version of the home study course and or the original version of A New Concept of the Universe without appropriate and accurate designation of authorship, which shall consist of a clear permanent demarcation within the text of each. And I'm missing a sentence here, a line. To said works as having been copied, paraphrased, excerpted, otherwise appropriated from, or containing identical or similar language as in said works, and shall further consist of an attribution affixed permanently to the inside cover of any such book or work which substantially complies with the form of the following example. The sacred spirit within includes passages identical or similar to Dr. Walter Russell and Lau Russell's home study course. The author's use of excerpts from Dr. and Lau Russell's home study course does not in any way constitute the Russell's endorsement in or approval of the content of this book. Number 5. The Eckers shall destroy all copies of AIDS, the Last Great Plague.
Get this.
Murder by Atomic Suicide, God Said Let There Be Light and Creation Became, and I and My Father Are One.
Now, the judge handed this down as a temporary injunction, keeping in mind all the while the Greens had all the books. At that point, all of this was Green's doings, because Eckers even had to purchase, and all of the ones that would be around in the publication or the actual work of putting together journals and so forth, had to buy from Mr. Green and Mrs. Green their own copies. So Eckers would usually buy a carton. Sorry about that. Eckers would usually buy at least one case so that everybody who had participated in the book. Now, there's just something wrong here. And Green continued to sell those books after having transferred them, given them to Rick Martin. Now, and when I say to Rick, that was to Hatchepi Distributing, so actually not to Rick. But Rick had every right. There had been no court encounters at all. Rick had every right to handle any books that he wanted to handle through Tehachapi Distributing, and did so. But Green knew that there was going to be an upheaval coming. Now, Green not only continued to sell those books, and then in turn billed Tehachapi Distributing and Rick Martin $82,000 for the inventory. Plus, he was selling this whole series of books on credit cards because this was going to be a favor to Tehachapi Distributing. So he would take the order, run the credit card, send a note or call Rick and say, will you ship a set of these books? Now, a full year after all of this, people were still able in Canada and all around to get these books from George Green directly. But he could always argue that, well, there were only four of them. If we'd fix the other five, you know, to please him, nobody would have raised any eyebrows about it. Well, it was decided here that the best thing to do was just absolutely, these are dated periodicals. It isn't worth it. Just don't have them. If I want to write a book about the rest of, and let us remember that we're talking about at the most in all of the pages put together that could have been used from their resources, you're talking maybe 150 pages at most. Because you have to remember that in many of these journals and things, they're repeated. In the home study course, everything is repeated from Secrets of Light and Atomic Suicide and these other books by Walter. So you're probably talking not more than 50 pages of possible plagiarism. And every journal that we put together, therefore, could not have had more than 50 pages, ever. Everybody hear me so far? And every book that we have written averages a minimum of 200 pages. That's where we try to cut it off, so that we have extra room to put an index and so forth. So at the very most, we're talking 50 possible pages, and that is really stretching it. Really stretching it. And all of that would have come at the very least or very most from the home study course. So I don't have a case. They didn't have a case then. But look what they're doing. They are saying that even your own work, as it comes back through your hands, has to be destroyed to get there. So go on.
And I and my Father are one, which are in their possession or control, or which come into their possession or control at any time. The Eker shall destroy all copies of the Sacred Spirit Within, Science of the Cosmos, Phone Home ET, Reach Out and Touch Someone Like God, Human, the Science of Man, and Matter, Antimatter, and What's the Matter, which are in their possession or control, or which come into their possession or control at any time, which do not or cannot be made to comply with the authorship designation provisions set forth in paragraph 4 above. The copies of books presently in the court's possession shall be disposed of through the court's usual method for disposal of documents, with the exception of copies of the book entitled Pleiades Connection, Volume 1, which shall be released to the Phoenix Institute.
Let's go back and talk about, just for a second, AIDS, the last great plague. There may have been one or two or three references, and I am talking about short references, to the treatment of AIDS by frequency and light, to which Walter Russell, Priori, Reif, all given full credit for anything that might have been integrated into that. This was talking about AIDS and HIV viruses. And as a matter of fact, almost the entire book was directly taken with permission from Robert Strecker's material. So that's what we're talking about here. We're not even talking about very much use of their material. So it is really sickville.
Number 6. The Eckers agree not to write, distribute, or encourage the distribution of libelous, defamatory, or otherwise false statements about the University of Science and Philosophy, Dr. Walter Russell, the Walter Russell Foundation, or Dr. Timothy A. Binder. The parties further stipulate and agree that the permanent injunction as entered by the court shall immediately be final and binding and subject to no attack by appeal or otherwise.
Get that. Let's take a break.
I
can't do what I did yesterday or I'm going to lose her.
Okay. Take a break.
Let's just take a break. Maybe we don't have to take so long or something, but let's digest that a little bit. And I was very unpopular last night when she's trying to go to sleep and has a splitting headache. So. Mark, this is an afternoon session, and maybe if we could have another tape, because we're going to turn to the Nevada circumstances.
Do we need a fresh tape? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Why don't you? Because we're going to talk about court situation and the possibility of representing corporations and talk about the very thing. Did you get your stuff filed yesterday?
No, stuff is not. In fact, I haven't had a chance to talk with Court and Ron since yesterday, but I don't believe we're going to be using those attorneys either.
Oh, good, because we're going to butcher it up. I know without a doubt it's going to be butchered up with what we know. And depending on what they're willing to do, and knowing Ron and Court both, I know that they would be willing to run a trial through with us.
So going out to the public here?
No, I'm not even sure. Well, I don't know if it'll go out to the public. It's just a new topic. And
let me say why I'm asking is they're short on 90-minute tapes, and I'm on my second 90-minute tape, which I'm about 3/4 of the way through on the first side.
You ought to flip it down.